Jimmy Eat World mit I Will Steal You Back auf Lux FM am Mittwochnachmittag. Heute Abend kann man sich den Sänger und Songschreiber der eben gehörten Formation Jim Adkins im ganz intimen Rahmen angucken, denn er wird ganz ohne Band und nur mit Holzgitarre die Bühne des Badeschiffs an der Spree bespielen. Und ganz alleine ist er auch nicht. Nein, er hat den großartigen und von uns heiß geliebten Walter Schreifels mitgebracht. Die New Yorker Hardcore-Legende hat ja vor wenigen Wochen mit seiner alten Band Quicksand nochmal im Esso gespielt. Heute ist der Mann mit den 1000 Bands, also Gorilla Biscuits, Rival Schools, Walking Concert und so weiter und so fort, hier, um Jim auf der Bühne zu unterstützen, denn Jim gibt wohl sein erstes Akustikkonzert am heutigen Tage. First of all, hello and welcome to the both of you.
Oh, thanks, Vincent. Good to see you.
Same here. Yeah. Same
hello,
here.
Hello.
Hello, Jim. How are you doing? Where are you coming from today, actually? You come from the States directly, or have you been in Berlin for a
while?
I've
been in Berlin for a little while, for last few weeks, and just seeing friends and, you know, hanging out by the canal, having a great time.
That sounds good to me. And you, Jimmy?
We've been doing festivals with the band, and I got in a couple days ago.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Jim, I've read about a few things that you and your band have never done before. One of the things was touring Arizona and the smaller cities of that state. And the other thing is that you're playing an acoustic show. I think that's something like a premiere tonight. Is that right?
Yes. Both things are true. Both things are true. Your research staff is cracked.
There's no staff
team there.
There's no staff.
It's Wikipedia. It's just me and Wikipedia going at it.
Totally true. But how did you come up with the idea to play some acoustic shows?
It's something that I do every once in a while around home where I live. Like, there might be a charity or benefit thing that comes up and I get asked to do it, but it's not something that I've ever taken on the road before.
Mm-hmm. But I read that it's partly because of the material on your new record, Damage, because it was built on acoustic guitar sketches, kind of, and so it's maybe more easy or easier to play them as in with an acoustic guitar and on your own.
Yeah, there's a lot of material that over the years that's kind of started out just, you know, like you'd expect, sitting around with a guitar, and sometimes it takes a turn far away from that, and sometimes it has that at the core of it. So there's a lot of songs over the years that have kind of turned into that. So it's not that crazy of an idea.
Okay, cool. So Walter didn't have to convince you to come here to Germany and play acoustic shows.
I would have. it wasn't necessary in this case.
No, because you know from experience that playing acoustic shows are pretty much fun, especially in Germany.
Yeah. I think in Berlin's a great city for you know, for that kind of thing. And I hear Badeschiff is amazing. I've never been there, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be another great day by the river.
Yeah.
In Berlin. So how are you going to share the stage tonight, actually? Is it going to be solo parts of each of you, or are you going to actually share the stage the whole time and then play with each other?
Between every song, we have a competition set up. And some of it's going to include acts of physical strength, and some of it's going to be just complete luck.
And we're going to have a kicker table.
Yeah, that will decide who plays the next song.
Single goal elimination.
Okay.
Yeah, the winner of every event gets to play the next song.
Okay. And then are you just going to do Jimmy Eat World songs, or are you going to do covers as well? Because Walter is known for incorporating cover versions into his solo set. Is that something that you've planned?
It's going to be mostly Two Live Crew songs.
Oh, that's a good idea, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love those songs.
Right, the deeper cuts, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not the trendy popular ones everyone knows.
Yeah, the more emotional Two Live Crew songs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's. I mean, those songs haven't been played in a while, so that's a good idea.
No one else is doing it, man. I got, you know, there's a niche to fill.
Yeah, totally true. So let's listen to a song before we talk a bit more. Here's Walter Schreifels covering Agnostic Front's Society Suckers. Yes, Society Suckers in der Walter Schreifels Solo-Version. Bei mir im Studio immer noch Walter Schreifels himself und Jim Adkins von Jimmy Eat World. Beide spielen heute Abend gemeinsam ein Solo-Akustikkonzert, also nicht wirklich Solo, aber ein Akustikkonzert auf der Bühne des Badeschiffs. Walters Solo-Shows, they always seem like a soul striptease to me, kind of, because he totally opens up about his influences, the songs which inspired him and himself as well. Do you think people will get to know you better tonight as well, Jim, with the stripped down Jim on stage?
We'll see.
You don't know.
See. Yeah, I don't know.
Strip it down, dude.
Yeah, I'll strip it down.
I'll flash the crowd a little bit.
I'll strip down.
Flash the crowd. Yeah.
Why not?
It's the tool.
I'm not taking the bait.
Makes sense, though. It's going to be the emotional Tool out of two songs, and you're going to flash the crowd playing them.
I'm gonna single-handedly tank my career in Germany tonight.
Yeah.
Come see it.
Yeah. There we go.
Stripping and a teaser crew.
How expensive is the ticket? Yeah, I think it's going to be worth it.
Totally. Totally.
Well, buddy, I've read about yet another band that you're working with.
Yes.
Called Vanishing Life, featuring you, and you will know us by the Trail of Dead members. Tell us, what can people expect from this new project? When are you going to put out stuff? How far are you with recording? Because I read that you already started recording.
Yeah, we have a couple of songs on a 7-inch that I think is coming out in October.
Mm-hmm.
And it started as just like an idea conversation we had at a festival, I think a year or so ago. And the other guys, a couple of the Trail guys, made the music and sent it to me. Mm-hmm. And they said, put some vocals on it.
Cool.
And originally there was a few other people that were going to do it and it was going to be a bigger project. But I was the only person that actually did anything on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got...
Because you're Mr. Workaholic Walter.
I don't know. I said I would do it. And so I wanted to, you know, follow on my word. Yeah. And so it came out really good. And it's exciting and cool. So
cool.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah. And as soon as something is finished, you let us know and we'll check it out.
I think it's October. You're going to dig it.
Cool. And the last time you were here, I was also asking you about Walter Schreifel's solo material.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff that we've been listening to has been recorded in your living room here in Berlin.
Uh-huh.
And since you're here for a few weeks now, haven't you thought about maybe recording some more stuff, maybe with Moses or, you know, so many people here?
I would love to, man. I mean, working with Moses, I worked with him on Ollie Schultz's record and the Beatsteaks, and I would love to work with him someday on my own stuff. And Tom Schwall as well. There's so many great people here in Berlin. I'm working on some new stuff, and I've been practicing the last few days to play some new stuff today and seeing where that's going to lead me. But I also have a new solo album coming
with
a backing band called The Dead Heavens, and we're going to have a 7-inch also in the fall.
Oh, wow.
Which I will send your way, and an album in the new year.
And that's typically Walter Schreifel. You're asking, like, what about that one new band that you're making music with? And he's like, yeah, this is one band, but there's this other project, and there's my solo record coming up. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's new stuff. So, so I'm excited for, you know, where that leads.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. You'll just send us... and a document that kind of explains
links,
all those different projects. Yeah, it's gonna be a map,
family tree.
So people can basically have an overview about all those things.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard to keep. So I want to thank both of you for visiting me.
Thank you, Vincent.
Thanks. I'm gonna give away some tickets real quick for tonight's show at Badeschiff. Wer heute Abend also die beiden Verrückten hier auf dem Badeschiff erleben möchte, Jim Atkins und Walter Schreifels, der ruft jetzt einfach an unter der 030-2009-1000. Berlin 2009000 ist die Nummer zum Glück, und wer durchkommt, der kann heute Abend auf dem Badeschiff die Akustikshow von Jim und Walter begutachten. Berlin 2009000, Jim Atkins und Walter Schreifels, thanks a lot. And I have a radio premiere for us two here, Walter, because I'm gonna play I've Never Worked With Rick Rubin Before.
The first time, dude.
I found it. That's amazing. Yeah, so ein Song, den ich mit Walter vor Jahren mal in meinem Wohnzimmer aufgenommen habe. Zum Abschluss unseres Gesprächs 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Jim, Walter, thank you again. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Thank you.